A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, it's Xander. My guess is if you listen to Reconsider, your interests don't stop at politics and economics. World affairs clearly encompasses a lot more than that. And one of the key drivers of history is technology. And I want to tell you about a new podcast that I came across a couple of months ago called American Innovations that provides a different outlook on how science and technology that we use today, how they came to be. The show is hosted by popular science author Stephen Johnson. And Stephen Johnson will tell you stories about all sorts of different types of technology that you've come to be acquainted with and familiar with today, such as the mapping of the human genome and how we even came to know about DNA, the rise of the personal computer, artificial intelligence, all of this and more. But American Innovations isn't your typical science podcast, because you'll not only hear about the science behind some of the greatest inventions of the last century, you'll also be immersed in the dramatic moments behind the people, places, and the time that led to those aha moments and how each of those innovations affects us today. You're about to hear a preview of the first episode in their series about artificial intelligence. The early development of AI was filled with trailblazers and innovative thinkers, a lot like you see today, and their goal was figuring out a way to put human intelligence into a machine. And they started with games. Chess. It turned out to be an incredible challenge. So give a listen. I think you're going to enjoy it.
It's June 1, 2010, in Los Angeles, California, a swanky resort beside the Pacific Ocean with lush green lawns and swaying palm trees. Inside the luxurious main hotel building, Steve Jobs, the co-founder and CEO of Apple, is on stage at the Wall Street Journal's All Things Digital Conference, a select gathering of the tech industry's top CEOs and executives. He's wearing his trademark faded Levi's and a black polo neck shirt. He's sitting in a cherry red executive chair across from two famous tech journalists, the Wall Street Journal's Walt Mossberg and Kara Swisher. Swisher starts with a question to Jobs. How do you feel about your relationship with Google? Eric Schmidt, their CEO, was on your board. Well, they decided to compete with us. We didn't go into the search business. The conversation is friendly, but the journalists are trying to get Jobs to reveal his plans and strategy at Apple, particularly how he feels about Google recently entering the smartphone market. You just woke up one morning and discovered they were competing with you? Yeah. Did he call you? No, they started competing with us and got more and more serious. Do you feel betrayed? Are you gonna... My sex life is pretty good. How's yours? Mossberg gets it. Jobs considers his plans to fight Google off limits. So the journalist tries a different tactic, asking Jobs about a startup Apple bought a month before. Last year at this conference, we had a small search startup called Siri. Yeah, well, I don't know if I would call Siri a search company. You now own them, right? Yeah. There was lots of expectation, and this company is in the search area. No, they're not in the search area. They're in the AI area. Jobs goes suddenly quiet. AI. Artificial intelligence. You bought them for their engineers and their patents and their knowledge about AI. Mm-hmm. That mm-hmm is Jobs' way of saying he's said all he's willing to say. We like what they do a lot. And that is that. The conversation moves on. Jobs could have explained that he'd paid more than $200 million to buy Siri, or that it had spun out of a Pentagon artificial intelligence research program that was the largest AI project in the history of the United States. Jobs might have shared that his plans for Siri would deliver on a concept developed at Apple 25 years earlier, a concept that would redefine how we interact with computers. But he never spoke in any detail about Siri in public ever again. 16 months later, Scott Forstall, an Apple senior VP, unveils that little thing Mossberg called a search device. It's the beta version of Siri, incorporated into their iPhone 4S. He begins by asking Siri the weather forecast. Apple employees and journalists packing the auditorium marvel as Siri quickly returns an accurate response. But then Forstall throws Siri a curveball, a conceptual question. Siri, do I need a raincoat today?
I don't believe it's raining.
Not only did it understand the words I said, it understands the meaning. He demonstrates how Siri can set an alarm, find nearby restaurants, schedule meetings, answer text messages, and even crack a joke. Who are you?
I'm Siri, your virtual assistant.
One chair is empty, reserved for the visionary behind AI and a phone. He's 13 miles away, so sick he can't get out of bed. The day after Apple reveals Siri to the world, Steve Jobs dies at home, surrounded by his family. Apple's founder will never see how Siri and other software like Amazon's Alexa and Google Assistant will drive millions of people to talk to their machines like they're talking to a friend. And have those machines talk back. American Innovations is pleased to have ZipRecruiter as its presenting sponsor. Hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. A place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. That place is ZipRecruiter.com/AI. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. It's so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/AI. That's ZipRecruiter.com/AI. And we invite you to stick around to the end of this episode to hear more about ZipRecruiter's innovations in hiring. From Wondery, I'm Steven Johnson, and this is American Innovations. In this series, we look at some of the most important innovations of the past 100 years. From the personal computer to nuclear power, these innovations have totally changed the world and our lives. We're going to explore the people behind those innovations, their challenges, their mistakes, their accomplishments, and how their imaginative thinking and persistent efforts had an impact on every one of us in ways you may never have thought of. Siri, are you real?
I'm an assistant. That's all that matters.
Siri, are you human?
That's a rather personal question.
These next episodes are about the rise of artificial intelligence and the quest to breathe intellectual life into computers. This is episode 1 of Thinking Machines. Thanks to smartphones and apps like Apple Siri and Amazon's Alexa, artificial intelligence is no longer just a futuristic device in sci-fi movies. And it's set to get much more powerful because technology companies and governments are investing heavily in making smarter machines. Machines that can reason, create, predict the future, even dream. Already today, we're seeing massive leaps in what is now being called machine learning. This is the idea that we don't just program machines with facts and numbers like we used to, but we program them to learn and evolve and grow from experience. That was just a preview of American Innovations. To listen to the rest of this episode and more, go find American Innovations on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this right now.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.